Oh, she's my friend too.
All your friends, Erich.
Hmm?
All of us, we're all your friends.
Yeah, those who don't write to me, they are real friends. Julie, have you heard the every at the end of every response that goes from here, we say that friend is he, friend is she, who does not write to me.
I've never written to you.
That's how about fax? That'll be okay.
Anything and everything, any correspondence. Which is the other one? Friend is he, friend is she who keeps the monthly correspondence free. Any more you want? No, really, it's getting too far now. Especially people writing to money and to hear these people. And now they have found some other trick. What they do now, they save postage and people are coming back and forth, back and forth. So they send mail through people, you know, who come. How many letters you brought, Rosie, this time?
Almost 100.
Yeah, so see how it is.
Do they
really? Not to you.
It all comes to me eventually.
Erich, I have a solution.
What is that?
Well, on behalf of the Southern California Baba Group, how would you like to have a world tour and come to the L.A. Sahara?
Nobody would write you then.
No?
And it would be under the condition that no one ever writes you ever again.
That's a very hard promise.
I would rather prefer people writing to me occasionally. No more tours.
You'd probably cause earthquakes anyway.
I had enough of it all.
But think of all the lovers in the U.S. who haven't had enough of you.
The thing is that is the worst part, you see, of these so-called lovers. If they are the lovers of the Lord, they should love the Lord with one-pointed attention, one-pointed direction. All these are distractions all around, you see. Sometimes, you see, we are distraction, there's no doubt. But when we become detractors, that is worst crime. Mistake, sometimes we do become detractors. There's a difference between detractor and distractions, no? Mm-hmm. What do you say? Is there? I don't know English, that's the trouble with me.
To detract is to take away. To distract is just, you could just be
disturbed.
Slightly unbalanced, but not taken away.
But your reminders, Erich.
Ah.
Your reminders, not distracting.
The L.A. Sahavas is a tremendous focal point for people gathering together under Baba's name.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
And we have to have somebody there that offers that focal point. That's all. It's not a detraction.
But do one thing. Why don't you have a picture of Baba there? Yeah, that would be nice.
Someday we probably will.
Gary had some, you know how he is. He had that idea, you see, that now people are dying, you see, the Mandali are dying. So instead of burying them at the burial ground, mummify them and send them out, you see, and make a business out of it. That's what he said.
Who said he has business?
Yeah, he says that. Every occasion, you see, wherever the Sava says, silence and your sinners, well, send a parcel out and $1,000 for that.
Whose idea was this?
Why don't we just do it with Bob?
Only a story, only something like that can come from Gary.
A businessman. No, it's not his idea. But he said that when he dies, remember to mummify him and either sell him or do whatever you like. But give the money to the trust. That's what he says. Because in his lifetime he could not give anything. Let his body let his body can fetch something.
And Mark Parmel will be happy to have him back in Chicago, I'm sure.
You know what happened, John, what happened here when he was little one? when he came here first.
Gary?
Yeah. Can you imagine him to be little?
No, I can't.
When he was little, when he came over here, well, he had that, I don't know, peculiar jaws, you know, I don't know how they would rattle every now and again, and continue to rattle and all that. So we all thought that we should do something, just have a little game with him. So we faked a little circular from the trust office and sent out to him, saying that, well, those who wish to live here, they must give their death wish as to what we should do. It's practical. Foreigners living here means what? We are accountable for the bodies and their things and all that to the government. So that should be. So their death wish is their nearest relative, theirs to be informed and all that. And then, what would you like to be done? So the body to be cremated. So that's how it was, all formulated, asking one after the other the points. And at the end we wrote that those who wish to be cremated, please, they should deposit, how many, 500 rupees or something, some amount for the fuel, you know, because wood is costly nowadays. And when he read this, my God, you should have seen him, like a cobra jumping, you know. He says, haven't you all got any consideration for all those people who have come over here and have dedicated their lives and all that? Even after a life, you are trying to suck up blood and all that.
But I gave the money under protest.
And he then eventually threw the money and said, all right, have it if you want to. But he went on round, taking rounds and telling people, you see, these people have no consideration. Even our dead bodies have to be taxed, you see, like that.
Where's the money?
He spent it.